Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Picture perfect memories scattered all around the floor. Reaching for the phone cause I can't fight it anymore. And I wonder if I ever cross your mind. For me it happens all the time.
It's a quarter after one, I'm all alone and I need you now.
Hi everyone, it is Carly Daytime After Dark tonight. Tonight we are having a really great interview. I am so looking forward to Timothy coming on. I love Timothy. Timothy knows how much I adore him. He's so funny. He's so witty. And and so we are waiting for that. And let's see, some order of business Wednesday night. We really have Wesley Oop. I hope I'm saying his name right. On the show at 6 o'clock West Coast time. And I think we are having a show on Friday night. But really, I haven't made up my mind on that. So, yeah. And, and before I know it, it will be, you know, summertime. So, I hope everyone had a nice Mother's Day this weekend. And don't you feel right now like the weekends are going this in a way that's great, but in a way because then, okay, I'm bringing David on.
Hi, Carly.
Hey, David. Yep. Bobby is in with us tonight, and...
Yeah, I talked to him earlier. Yeah.
Yeah, and, Maggie is gonna try, but, and,
You pronounce it Nate right. You pronounce it right. You pronounce
what?
It right. His name. You pronounce his name right. Leslie.
Okay. So like I said, we are just waiting on Timothy. And pretty much it's been a good weekend, a little crazy, weather-wise, and, David, what did you do this weekend?
I went to church. I went to church this weekend. I went to eat, and just about came home with my patrol, so. But my mom died 3 years ago, and I didn't celebrate Mom's Day, I called, though. So, Mom died 3 years ago, so.
You guys, I went to the best, the You know, I saw the best movie this weekend. I saw Snatched. Oh my God, people, you gotta go see it. This movie is like, oh my God, I could not. You know, all I could do was laugh. It was really overwhelming. It was like one of those movies where, you know, for a little while you can forget about everything. And it, that movie, Goldie Hawn and Amy Schumer were perfect in it.
I haven't seen the movie yet.
You know, and this is crazy because, you know, it was one of those movies where I hope people are listening, you know, make it a sequel. That, you know, I did not want the movie to end because it was just so, you know, it was just, it had all those makings of a great mother-daughter duo. It had so much, you know, it felt like it was going to, you know, it was action. It was everything that, you know,
yeah.
Everything that, okay, you guys, so, isn't this funny how, and in soap news, King Corday got his walk on, the Hollywood, awesome. And, he did it a bit. I don't know how I'm going to feel with the new writers coming in. You know, I've never really trusted Ron Colabotti. So I'm just going to, what?
No, I'm shocked. He did a good job on Lexington and John, but he retained those shows. He did a good for days.
Wait. No, he did not do a good job on the No Hospital. He did not.
No,
if he did such a great job, he would still be there.
I mean,
but, you know,
it got better when he was a boy, him and Frank. They changed it around. It got better. Because there was time boring for a while. It got better.
I love, you know, I mean, you know, I just, you know, it will be great, but this, you know, watching it and the No Hospital wise, I cannot wait for Carson to get back together. I feel like my couple has not been together in over, you know, a couple, it's been almost a year that we dealt with that. We have dealt with the stupid Zach, so I never want to see on my little screen again. He is a pompous ass Zook. Okay, you know, going down the stairs. Oh, Sonny, I didn't know you were here. Yes, you did, you little troublemaker, and I hope. You know what? And no, I don't feel sorry for Zach. I will never feel sorry for Zach. He had ample opportunity to tell, you know, calling the whole trip about everything. And what did he do? Oh, what he always does. You know, nothing, you know, and that kid too is so, for me, it's fine. I don't find anything great about Zach. He does not even do it with me for, like, anything, you know, and so, you know, and Mom, Monique Spinard, does everything for me, everything, and,
We got to listen to my music.
Yeah.
Who do you like better, Jerry or Jax? Which one do you like better, Jerry or Jax?
Okay, who? Jerry or Jax?
Yeah, which one do you pick? Oh, I like them both.
Yep. Because at least we knew. At least we knew with Jerry, what he stood for and what, you know, we knew he was going to cause trouble, right?
Yeah.
It was all there. But with Jax, he's a slimy little asshole. And I get mad at the writers because the writers, almost made it look like, oh, he didn't do anything wrong when, dang well he did. And then this, I'm still mad at it. Once everything comes out, and
what is Nell's secret? I'm trying to figure out what is Nell's secret. What is Nell's secret? I can't figure out what her secret is. She had the secret.
Oh well, you know what? I can't know.
Because they're dragging on now. They're getting old now.
Well, David, that's what they do.
Because she's been there for about a year now. And what does the boss got to do with anything? I don't get that. That would stop. So.
I'm
Nell fan. It's not the story.
Well, for me, everyone that knows me, I love the mob. I love everything about the mob. And for me, what?
Yeah, well, big mob. I had a problem with the mob. I like the mob story. When done good.
What?
I like the mob story.
Because it's crazy. I mean, and for once, I want to see the Zulam going down. Zulian still hasn't paid for killing Duke. Has not paid at all. It's crazy, but no.
Well, Ava's getting hurt.
Do I want him to pay? Yes. Yes, I do. And everyone will go, like how everything is, doable. It's just I want. I want storylines to be picked up quicker. I want young Lois says I want my TV husband Neil, aka Christoph Lanzon, to have a better storyline. I love him. I love him. Really, I don't know if I love. See, my love for Christoph and then my love for J.D. Peck and A. Martinez, those are the three that I totally love. And I'm missing A on Days of Our Life. I am missing him. It was crazy. It's crazy, and, I'm actually enjoying, Bold and Beautiful, right now. I love, Thomas and, Sally, and Jose and Coco. For me, I'm enjoying it, because, You know, do we have to see another, you know, love triangle with Liam, Stuffy, and Wyatt? I like that they are taking a break off that and everything. And, you know, I just, you know, enjoy it. And, you know, you guys, I don't know where Timothy is. You know, maybe he got tied up. You know, maybe he got tied up and, you know, maybe he got tied up, which is understandable, really understandable. And, you know, hopefully he will be able to come, you know, for a little bit of it. So, and by this, you know, love. So.
What do you think about the town?
Yeah.
The two endless, one and the Alex that was it for Franco and the Nasco.
Oh, yes. You know, I mean, that's the thing about, All My Children was, you know, for me, you know, what I hate is, you know, I just want to see our Spencer back on the 8th.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, I'm going to come back.
I love, and you know, I think he will. And because Emma and Robin are coming back, so I'm just, you know, hoping, that, you know, more than anything, yeah, it's crazy, so, yes, David, are you, oh, what movie do you want to see this summer?
I heard that Spider movies. I want to see I heard that Spider Man. We got another Spider Man coming out next month. I mean, July 7th. So. And then I want to see.
Well,
Baywatch
is coming back.
No, I'm not going to.
I love Baywatch. I love that.
I'm sorry. That's
and
no,
Billy
I'm
Warlock was on Baywatch back in the day.
Yeah, I know.
And it was really, really, really good. It was, so yeah,
It's a remake, you shouldn't do Baywatch. Nirvana's not going to do a good job. You shouldn't move your the remake of Baywatch is it. That's remakes. That's remakes. I just want to see Friday 13th when it comes out October. That's what I'm waiting on, too. Need not be a hard put movie fan, but yeah.
Well, and, you know, really, I mean, I'm looking, so, you know, I can't believe that, you know, we are sort of at the end of May, almost, and, you know, I am looking for, to Memorial Day. I love Memorial Day weekend, but this Memorial Day weekend, I get to go see Tim McGraw and Faith Hill at the Tacoma Dome in Seattle.
Yeah.
Or Tacoma, Washington, you know. I love them. If I could ever interview them on Daytime After Dark ever, that would be awesome. Because I just,
Hi, Faith Hill.
You know, I just, you know, really enjoy that, and, you know, okay, so while we are waiting, I am going to play a song for a moment, so we will be right back.
All right. Thank you.
just a moment away.
Yeah.
And I'm without you once again. You laughed at me. You said you never needed me. I wonder if you need me now. So many dreams flew away. So many words we didn't say to people.
Problem lately, because I'm always on here, which I love.
Recommendations. I got a question for you. That song you played before every show. Who sang that group? What's the group band name song, that group? That song you played before every show.
It's Lionel Richie.
Before I know that, but before the show starts, you played the country music song.
No, but Lady. Common knows how it, but no,
not
this
before,
deal was.
No, before you start every show, you play a song.
What?
Before you start a show, your introduction.
No, but
you play a song. Before you start a show, you play a country song. Before you start the show.
Oh, now?
No, before you start the show.
Oh.
You play a, you play a country song.
The one I do my intro for?
Yes,
every night?
Yeah.
Okay, that's Lady Annabelle. I'm meeting you now. Zen and Kramer. Yeah, Zen and Kramer. Dog Tree Home.
Oh.
I love you know, all those three. And, it's funny.
When you get Nicky and the Guest Walker on, when you gonna be on, the Guest Walker?
Well, yeah,
When you get Nicky and the Guest Walker on, Nicholas.
What are you talking about, David?
I said, when do you get Nicholas on? Nicholas Walker. When are you coming on?
David, we only had on a couple of months ago.
Nicholas Walker.
Are you talking about Tanya Walker?
No, Nicholas. Nicholas.
No, I mean, he's coming on in this month.
Oh, I missed time. You go. I was there for a Diane Walker interview. Could I? It was too early. I missed that one.
Nicholas Walker is coming on. It's coming on soon. So,
Dr. Sharon, she do a show, but she's prepping. Sharon Raven. She should do a show, but she's prepping. When she's done prepping, she should do a show. Actually, do a show again.
Wait, who are you talking about now?
Karen. Garrett. Raven from Edit Night. She said she'd do a show.
We had her on a couple of months ago.
I know. It should have been almost a year. Almost. But yeah.
Well, if you want to get a hold of her and see if.
I said she's traveling. She can't do it. So she'll do it when she stops traveling. Then she'll do it again.
Well,
she's traveling right now.
Well, yes. You know, this is crazy, and I'm still Timothy. I think I'm doing a play right now. You know, so we probably will have him on, we were supposed to have him on Friday, but I was not feeling well at all.
Yeah.
And, let's see. I'm gonna give him probably a couple more, probably 15 more minutes. Because, you know, I have to rest my voice for Wednesday's guest. And, you know, I think and I hope that we'll try out this Friday, so this Friday, and then but now the 26th, I'm not sure if we will have it, so because that is Memorial Day weekend, and a lot of you know, everyone sometimes goes out of town for Memorial Day weekend, so
happy year, Florida. I ain't going nowhere.
now when we were growing up, I thought that was probably my favorite thing because you know, when we were growing up, I went, you know, Memorial Day, I loved, we were on, you know, we would go to the beach, go relax, you know, anything, it was always, really good. You know, it's crazy. And I haven't watched the soaps today, but
neither,
I will do
neither.
That. Tonight, you know, and, you know.
Me too.
I swear my favorite place in my whole apartment is my bedroom because I can turn on the TV, turn on the TiVo, and for me whoever invented TiVo was, you know,
a genius. Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, well, wait, do you have a TiVo?
No, I have DVR. I can't DVR. DVR, but DVR.
You know what?
No,
I mean, and, you know, there is nothing wrong with a DVR, but me, personally, you know, I mean, there was two things I couldn't live without. Okay, three things I couldn't live without this would be TiVo. Okay, first thing, TiVo, my bed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no, TV and TiVo combined. My bed, Sprite and Coke, and pizza.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Me, my TiVo. Yeah, same thing. I love my DVR. Actually, I can play everything. It ain't dumb stuff. My DVR is so full right now. It's a show that I haven't watched yet. I'm like 2 weeks behind everything. So
well,
like,
you know, but that's, you know, that's the gift to having TiVos and DVRs because back in the day, I remember I was spending like $200 a month on VHS tapes, and with it, you know, I mean, if you think about now, about that, I could have bought a house with that, you know, because I mean, I did not want to run out of room.
Yeah.
And
you got paying long pay, hour, 8 hours, long pay, videotapes. Yeah,
well, yeah, and I remember the day my VCR broke. I remember the day my BCL book.
Oh, my too.
It was recording General Hospital, and there was a suit out. And suddenly when I put the tape in, it was fine. 15 minutes later, it got fuzzy on me. 2 minutes later, it was all, the tape was out of the BCL.
Yeah,
it was horrible. I cried. It was almost like a death. But then, I heard about TiVo, and, I got that because for me, I would rather, have that than anything because, you don't have to, you don't have to sit and worry about, is my stuff going to record while I'm on vacation? Oh, is it going to record while I'm at the doctor's office? Oh, anything. I mean, because back in the day, like when I was in Oregon visiting my grandma and granddad, we would record the eights, but if we were out, like if it was like 2:45, and we were at the grocery store, and this happened a lot, we would get out of the groceries, but there would be a long line. And so, my grandma asked one, oh, can you put all figs in the freezer? We will be back in an hour and 10 minutes. So, we could just go, and watch, Dave's Live. And, I don't remember a time well, I washed soaps, live. I have not washed soaps. Washed soaps in a long time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, for me, I love being able to fast forward anything. So,
me too.
David, okay,
me too.
Give me, what are your favorite foods? And you can name 8 of them.
My favorite food?
Yes.
Pizza. That would be pepperoni. Chicken, fried chicken, instant chicken, fried ice cream, and tuna fish. Oh, duh. That's what I mean, like, so. Yeah.
Anything else?
I have M&M's. I have a head grip for M&M's. I need to stop eating M&M's. M&M's. peanuts, it'll be with peanuts.
yeah, those are good. Those are really good. Anything else?
No, that's that's about me, just it. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I love, here are my, favorite foods. Okay, pizza. But really, for me, I have to go 4 hours away to get it. Normally I'm used in Oregon, a lot of Oregon people, and it's the best freaking pizza place in the whole wide world. So I love pepperoni, mushroom, olives from there. Oh, God. And so that's my number one food. My number two food is probably spaghetti, and my number third food is I make this French bread, and what you do, people, is you put butter on it and then a whole bunch of pepper, not salt, because pepper is butter, And then I put my oven 350. Wait for that to melt. And then put mozzarella seeds on it. And let that, you know, melt. And it gets crispy and good and gooey. And let's see. And let's see, my favorite breakfast would be probably from Denny's. Well, anything from Denny's, but I love French toast, Grand Slam. You know, I love it because, it's so good. And then, I love Dairy Queen for the dip cones. And I love, I don't know if you have it there, but Red Robin, do you have it there?
Yeah, we got it there.
No, right
there.
Oh, do you like it?
No, I know, no, right there. We have it here. I know, but we have one here.
Oh, my God. Okay,
I go by Red Robin all the time and never eat there.
Okay, but David, you need to go there. Especially, you know, you can sign up for their things. And for your birthday, you get a free hamburger on your birthday, like any time within a month.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it's crazy.
Also, like macaroni and cheese. I love macaroni and cheese. Nice and hot.
Really?
We could, yeah.
Well, for me, yeah, I would never, even as a kid, I wasn't the biggest macaroni and cheese fan. You know, for me, it was always pizza. You know, hamburgers, tacos, whatever. And I love, you know, I love fondue. Have you ever had fondue, David?
Yes, one time. Yeah, one time.
Oh,
I
my God.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
That for me is good. In Seattle, in a well in Seattle, we have this place called the Melting Pot.
Yeah.
Oh my God. They have everything fondue. But the only problem with this is, that, you know, it's really, really expensive. You know, because, yeah, I mean, I like all of them. Like, you know, I love, you know, all the fondues, but, you know, it's, like, it's a really, expensive, you know, thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and, yeah, man, let's see, okay, David, you know what? You know, 45 minutes. It's a well, I don't think I'm calling in, do you?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Like Timothy.
Well,
okay,
but...
I think, I want to say, I think at the... My group came over, I think they probably bring Kenya on top. Because she's on my boot camp. I think she can do both shows. She's on my boot camp.
Oh.
And her mother.
Okay. Wait, who was it?
She's on her mother, Kendra, and her mom on my boot camp.
Okay, but they haven't said if Kendra on top is canceled, right?
No. I think when that's over, they're gonna do a problem on going next TV show. I think.
Wait, okay, have they said? Have they said anything about when it's coming back?
No, but I'm quite sure when Black Suit Camp is over, it'll probably be back because they're doing that right now.
Well, I hope so because I love, you know,
me
I
too.
Love Kendra and Hum. It's fun. You know, it's exciting. You know, and I hope Wahlburgers are back soon, too. I mean, Donnie Wahlberg and his family.
Oh, yeah, Donnie W.
I love
Danny
them,
w.
yeah.
yeah, yeah.
You know, so, yeah, so, you guys, I think we are just, I think we are just gonna end the show tonight, and you know, before I lose my voice, so yeah, so let's just call it a night, and then we will be back on Wednesday for Wyatt.
Yep.
Okay, you guys have a good night.
Okay, good night.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye, Carly.